We are in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Aleph in Hilchos Yontif. We're up to Sif Beis. Yesterday we did Sif Aleph, and that was the halacha of kindling the fireplace on a cold day on Cholamoy, on Yontif. And we came out that the Ramo was matir, even though there's a chash that it's not so cold and it wouldn't be shovel l'chol nefesh. Something that must be mentioned, of course, is that we're only dealing with the Daraisa of Havora. The Isid Rabbanon of molded Eish is going to be Usser anyway. That means it's going to be Usser for one to go strike a match. And similarly, any kind of electrical or electronic means of kindling a fire would also be Usser. So that we would not have a heter of turning on the heating on Yontif itself, where it involves anything that in Halacha would be called molded Eish. Siv Beis. Mutter lohachem bi Yontif mayim lirchotz yodof. The Mechaber's Lashon is that it is mutter on Yontif to heat up water for washing one's hands. Avalo kol gufo, not for one's entire body, afile nerotzuba vasachas, even if you're not washing it all at once. Now here we're talking about water that's not drinkable even. Water that's drinkable, you can heat it up to drink. According to the Yerushalmi, dafka, then you're allowed to use it for washing hands also. However, the Bavli doesn't mention it, and therefore we hold la halacha. You're allowed to take water that is not clean enough for one to drink and warm it up so that you'll have warm water to wash your hands. Mr. Boer brings that the same goes, the Lashon is Panav Yodav Araglav. He is nistapik with regard to Raglav today, because now that we don't walk around barefoot, our feet don't usually get all that filthy. It's really our hands and face that we would call shovel l'chol nefesh, that everybody washes in warm water regularly. Whereas on one's feet, one wouldn't. However, in the Bir Halacha, he does bring a daya that any part of the body is mutter to wash as long as we're dealing with a miut. You're not dealing with rove of the body. Once you're dealing with taking an entire shower or bath, washing the entire body, so there we have a problem that it's not considered la halacha shava l'chol nefesh. In those days, it was only mefunokim that would bathe daily. But most people did not bathe daily. It meant going to the bathhouse, and they didn't do that every single day. Now, among the poskim, there's a big shaila, what's bizman hazeh? It is quite normal for people to shower daily today. And the question is, if Chazal tell us that this is only something that is l'mefunokim and is not shava l'chol nefesh, and therefore we would not say mitoch shehuter l'tzarech, huter namish lo l'tzarech, and similarly, if it's mutter because it's similar to l'chol nefesh, it would have to be shava l'chol nefesh here. And otherwise, if it's not shava l'chol nefesh, otherwise we would not be matter it. So the question is, what's with bizman hazeh? Rov poskim say that once Chazal were koveya, that it's not considered shava l'chol nefesh, that one would have to be machmir. Lamaisa, rov poskim go with that. And while there are makilim, bederekla, we are machmir, and we hold that you cannot wash rov of your body, even bezeach or zeh, even if you're washing half your body and then another half of it. This is, we're talking about, the Isser is warming up water, doing the malacha of Havara for the sake of washing. The Isser is not the washing so much, the Isser is the warming up of the water. Now, the Mishtabura's maskana is that since there are makilim with anything that's a meat of the body, certainly rag panav yodav raglav, today one could be makel in. Now, Mishtabura points out that according to Tosfis, it's actually osam midda oraisa, since it's not shava l'chol nefesh. Whereas according to the Rambam, it would only be a derabonon, since the Rambam considers rechitza as something that is similar to ochel nefesh mamish. Further, hago avol mutter lirchotz tinok b'mayim shuchmo ayde Yisrael. The halacha is that if someone either beisr heated up water, or heated up water for something else and there were leftovers, heated up water to drink and there's leftovers, you're allowed to use that to wash a child. Whereas you're not allowed to heat up water for washing a child, by a non-Jew. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the only heter of washing a child, if you have warm water, is a child that gets bathed daily. But if you don't bathe him daily, and now you decide on Yontif Dafka you want to wash him, that you couldn't do. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks, why should it be usher to ask a non-Jew to heat up water to wash a child? Washing, we said, was going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, then why should this not be a Shvus D'Shvus? Asking a non-Jew to do a D'Rabbanan, and it's for the sake of a child. Mishnah Berurah comes out that L'maisa, this is not considered enough of a Tzorach, unless the child is a Chol Ektsas, and there it would be Mutter. Says the Rama, Aval Kashe Tzorach Lehem Levashal Oladiach, Oz Mutter Laharbas Bishvilo, that it would be Mutter to add for a child. Adding means that you just put more water in there. If you have a heter to heat up water, say for the sake of cooking or something else, so you're allowed to put in a little extra water for the sake of the child. So therefore, the halacha would be, if you already have a pot of water that you're heating up for drinking, you can add more water so that you'll be able to have hot water to mix with his water so you can wash him. Whereas, if you filled up a pot for drinking, you cannot go fill up a second pot for the sake of washing the child. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that for those who put a towel or a cloth diaper in whatever it is in the bath that you're cleaning the child in, so there's a problem of malabein. He discussed it extensively in Hilchos Shabbos, and he comes out that that really you should, if you do have one there, it should only be done by way of a non-Jew, and in the worst case, at least make sure that it's clean so that it wouldn't really be shayach libun mida araisa. Now the Rama goes on. He says v'din chamei tveria kamo b'shabbos. The din of chamei tveria is the same halacha as on Shabbos, and he sends you back to Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Mechaber now v'lamayim shuchmu be'erev yontif. Water that wasn't heated up on yontif was heated up on erev yontif. Mutter lirchatz kol gufo afilu ke'echad. Water that was heated up on yontif, Chazal asked you to use it to wash because you're not supposed to heat up the water to do it. Whereas if it was heated up before yontif, you're allowed to. Miu dafka chutz lemerchatz, not in a bathhouse, aval bemerchatz oser, but in a merchatz it goes into the gzeris merchatzos, where we're afraid that the attendants there used to actually cook up water on Shabbos and Yontif so that there would be warm water because this was their parnasa. Therefore, you could not use a merchatz as that gzera. Hagav yesh osrim v'chol inyan v'chein noagin. Our minig is that you don't wash your entire self, except for tefillas mitzvah, and even there you have to make sure that the mikveh is not very hot. It's only supposed to be lukewarm, because our minig is that we do not bathe in hot water on Shabbos or Yontif altogether.